time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Jets on Sunday.
Okay, great win against a tough opponent who is ready to play. Very well coached, very hard playing, very talented team. And you saw it out there today. So really proud of our guys. The message this week, all right, the verse message was from Psalm 23. And yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. And I feel like that's the way the story of the game went. It's the way the story of the season has gone, in a sense. The first half was tough, and they did a really good job. And our guys kept fighting even to the end of the second quarter. And then we got the lead, and, you know, we were nobody flinched. We came out, we had three straight scoring drives, and we took the game over in the third quarter. And into the fourth quarter, we played really well. So, but a couple things that jump out at me right away is the punt team. All right, start with Jordan Stout and the punt coverage guys. That kept us in the game probably, because we were backed up field position wise. We averaged a 20. We were backed up inside the 10 once or twice too. You know, they had done a good job with their punt team, the kickoffs and all the different things. They moved the ball a couple times. And we were backed up offensively, and that made it tough against that defense. And then our punt team would bail us out and push them all the way back inside the 20, a couple times inside the 10 and even at the 5 late. I mean, that punt at the end of the game was unbelievable. So I think our punt team in a lot of ways kept us in and was the difference maker in the game. And Chris Horton deserves so much credit for that. Chris Horton has done a great job. This is a young group. That was the number one ranked special teams in the league coming in here. And Chris Horton had those guys ready, man. He had those guys ready in every phase. And you could see how good they were, how dangerous they were on kickoff return and everything else. Got the big kickoff return to Keaton that got that scoring drive started in the second quarter. So really proud of that. I thought Chris, I just want to make sure we mentioned what a great job Chris has done with those guys. And then there's young guys, man. It's a bunch of young guys, a bunch of guys that compete and get after it and fight and practice hard every day. So proud of those guys. All right, what questions you have?
How does it feel after, you know, starting off 1-5, now 5 straight wins, and with the Steelers losing today, you're tied atop the AFC North?
Well, it feels great. It feels great, but it's just it's halfway done. You know, it's not over. You know, season's not over. Game wasn't over. Season's not over. And we play four. We play the Steelers twice, and we play the Bengals twice in the next few weeks. So that's going to be it right there. You know, and starting Thursday night, we've got no time really to rest. We've got to go to work on the Bengals. And we know what that's like, so how challenging that is. So we're ready. We'll be ready to go.
Hey, John, speaking of the short week, we saw Kyle Hamilton limp off to the locker room. Do you have an update on him?
Kyle is not a serious not a serious injury. Taven also limped off. We'll have to evaluate that one, and we'll know more tomorrow.
John, it's another week of – I mean, Lamar is such a high-standard guy, but it's another week where – he's not played the way we're used to seeing him play at the MVP level. You know, being close to him, do you characterize this as sort of some things he's working through? What's your confidence that he'll get back to the level we've seen him
play? I have such – thanks for asking. I mean, thanks. It's a great – and I like the way you asked it, too. Appreciate it. Utmost confidence in Lamar Jackson. You know, always will. He's my guy. He's our guy. He's our quarterback. And Lamar's doing what he needs to do. You know, he's winning football games. And – you know, it's not always pretty. I don't know how many times in the last however many years we've had wins like this where we've gotten up here and said, you know, it's not pretty and it's not perfect, but it's us. You know, it's us competing and fighting, and that's what Lamar's doing. The pretty games will be there. They'll be there for Lamar Jackson. You can bet on that. But I'm proud of him right now. I'm really proud of him, the way he's fighting to win football games.
John, how big was the fourth and two stop third quarter?
So big.
Kind of shift momentum.
So big. I mean, Nate, you know, they went after Nate, a little hitch stop there, and he just played it perfectly technique-wise. You know, he challenged a young corner sometimes, his technique, his eyes, those kind of things, and he played it beautifully.
Hey, John, early in the game, you guys had fourth and inches. You brought the punt team out. You called timeout, and then you brought the offense back on. Is that a case where Lamar Jackson talked to you into it, or was that a plan all along?
Well, I did see his facial expression. I will have to admit to that, but – really what it was shorter than we thought. You know, just it seemed a little longer for whatever reason on the spot, we thought. And, you know, it was really a situation where you're probably punting everything unless it was inches, and it turned out to be about – well, then it looked like about 3 inches, but then they spotted it right before the field goal, right before the snap, and I'm like, it's like a half a yard. I think they moved it back again, you know. But we got it. you know, and so I thought that was awesome. That was big.
Fourth down, was it a hard decision to make the call to go with it on the Henry run, you know, to go for it in that situation versus kick field goal?
It was a tough call, and we just decided that that the downside of leaving them backed up there would be okay, but that was a tough call, not taking the points for the sure points. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, especially with Marlon coming off the finger surgery, given that game situation, how big was the forced fumble inside the five?
I mean, Marlon, and then of course Lowe coming up with the ball, but Marlon to get that ball out, I don't know how he did it because we were reeling a little bit. They had us on our heels, you know. They were running the ball. They had made some plays. We missed some tackles. And then he comes up just huge. I mean, that to me is like, that's the lion spike right there. That's the lion spike of the game right there. And then the pass rush. You know, how about the pass rush? I thought those guys bringing it on the pass rush was good. Now, I'm disappointed in the fact that Tyrod got out, but we knew that. You know, he's a hard guy to get down. That was pretty much a lot of their offense was him scrambling around and making plays on the run. But we got him down. We got some pressure, especially at the end in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter pass rush is a big deal.
You cautioned that, you know, season is not over yet, but to get back to this point, but even before Thanksgiving, where everything's still in front of you, from where you were at 1-5, what sort of stands out to you about your ability to do that?
I think it's what we talked about before. I think it's that faith and guts and the idea that guys are, you know, you walk through all these things and it makes you stronger and builds you into what you need to be, you know, and hopefully that's the type of team that we are becoming. And we still have a whole bunch of games left, you know, to fight through, and they're all going to be tough games. Every single one of them will be like this. The rest of the season is going to be tough. So we're going to have to be tough also. We're going to be tough enough to deal with it. But the pass rush, how about Dre on the two sacks? You know, two sacks, coming up with those sacks and getting him on the ground late, that was huge.
To kind of follow up on what you're just talking about, I know you're a one game at a time type guy, but, I mean, that being said, you look at the schedule for the next 3 weeks, Bengals, Steelers, Bengals. I mean, is there sort of a different juice to the portion of the schedule you're getting into where these division games are going to be really tough?
I don't know if I'd say different juice, because I think the juice has been there every single week. I mean, you couldn't underestimate or undercalculate the juice that's gone into these games. And the fact that our guys have what it takes to come to bring it again, like Roe. Roquan was talking to the team in the locker room and the final break about that very thing this week against the Bengals. And it's just the Bengals. It's the Bengals on Thursday night. That's it.
John, with Derrick Henry, I think he's now up to 12th on the all-time. I think he passed Marcus Allen, Edgerrin James. I know you're not thinking about a time watching him run, but is it kind of interesting to see a guy that, you know, just every yard he's moving up kind of NFL history?
It is. You start running out of game balls. You know, how many game balls can you give him? You know, so maybe we'll wait till he cracks the top 10. I don't know. But he's going to get more yards. And then, you know, having players like that on your team, you know, and this guy sitting right here is in the same category, but or like DeAndre Hopkins, you know, who's going after his 1,000th catch, you know. Thought about trying to get him his 1,000th catch there too, you know, but won't have to do that. It's coming. You know, it'll be there Thursday night. So seeing those guys play and being a part of that, their careers, is really cool.
John, last year there were struggles with special teams and penalties. You know, this year through 12 weeks, you guys are probably top 5, top 10 in both those categories. Just how helpful can that be to a team like this going through some ups and downs? And just, you know, what is it like to see it kind of come out on the field today?
Such a good observation, because that's a difference maker. You know, we are, I don't know how many penalties we had today. It wasn't very many. And I think we're fourth, you know, or something like that, in the least amount of penalties. I'm really proud of our guys for that. Tony Mihalik's done a great job for us. But everybody, you know, has done a great job. And special teams is, you know, today was a big challenge for the special teams. It was a red letter game. The old red letter game. You know, Michigan used to have red letter games. Ohio State was one of them. And this was a red letter game for our special teams, and they really came up big.
Two more for John.
Coach, going back to Jordan, I mean, he did have a career on today, and he's talked about how he just feels more comfortable and like he's flowing out there. How have you seen him progress now that he's in year four?
That's such a good question. I mean, he has made a big jump. He's made a big jump this year, and I think he's kind of found himself. Sometimes you got to figure out, like, what type of a punter am I going to be, and I think he's really punting to his strengths. 71-yard punt. I think it might be the sixth longest in history.
No, the 61.5 average is the sixth longest in history, his average today.
61.5 average, sixth longest since 1960.
74-yard is the longest.
Is that, were you born in 1960, Bo?
I was not born yet, were you?
I was not. That's probably why I asked that question. I'm looking, Cliff?
Don't look like
Oh, there we go. Got a couple back there. Nice.
No, but his 74-yarder was the longest, tied Sam Cook for the longest ever
by the Ravens, right? Sam had a 74-yarder. You know, Sam's going to see. He said, Sam, right now, you're still number. You're tied for number one, Sam.
Well, Jordan, you said over the 4 years, you've just seen. He felt he was under a lot of pressure coming off of Sam Cook, right? I mean, how he's handled that over the last 4 years.
I think that's exactly right. You know, and Sam deserves credit, too, because Sam's been working with him. You know, worked with him for, you know, his first couple years here and still talks to him all the time. So, yeah, it's cool. Cool to see. All right, thanks.